So, hello everybody. I'm talking about Doc, GNU Awk. And like it says, we're extending it really because we can. It's really look at it and say, do we need to? And the answer is it doesn't matter. It's there, so we're going to go ahead and do it. So just for a little bit of background, we have a short timeline of the C standards of the start of Unix and the start of time in 1970, which was in assembly, and then it switched to C. In 1978, KNRC was as established as it was with the C programming language book. In 1989, we got an actual ANSI C with the C89 flag, and then we have a couple other ones every couple years. New things that get added that make things, everything works better, things are more defined, there's a lot less undefined behavior going on. And compare that with a short timeline of awk. It appeared in 1977, 1988-ish, at a whole bunch of things. Unix System 5 came out with a new awk version, and the second awk book apparently was about the same time for the first release of GNU awk. And then 40-ish years later, we got the second awk programming language book. So looking at a short overlap of the two, we have Unix was rewritten in C. We got awk. C was, we got KNRC, got the new awk, got ANSI C, and I've been told we're here in 2025 now. So really, when you're looking at awk, you're also looking backwards in time back at KNRC, and you end up with a lot of things that just look at and say, and who thought that was a good idea? So I guess a little bit about me before I move on and go on with that. I did the first programming language that, other than BASIC and QBASIC, that stuck with me was I did a C and C++ class in the early 2000s. And then comparing that back with the C timeline, looking at C99 or so, wasn't that much. There were newer things, but that's, it ends up being a, I always thought of it as my happy place, and playing with awk, I realized I wasn't so happy after all with that. But it's about where I fell back to normally, which was part of why I ended up trying to do this. So with awk, you end up with a collection of pattern action pairs. You have a condition and an action. And so the condition can be, and we'll go on to that afterwards, but there's a whole bunch of options for conditions, and action is whatever you want, written in basically KNRC. And you can also run things before and after using a begin or end block. And as in KNRC, everything is optional. So you could have nothing, and that's a valid program, or just begin, or just end, or just the conditions, or just the actions. So other than the begin and end, where you can have one of each, the different patterns are expressions or regular expressions. You can combine them together with ands or ors. You can have ranges in the patterns. You get all sorts of, you get some options with all of those. So what did I do with this one? This one, I was looking for the word the. So it just begins with prints. Print the frequency of the word the. So here we're searching for the. We have our regular expression with the t's. So we look for capital and lowercase ones. Here, line count. I'm not declaring line count. I'm not declaring what kind of, that it's an integer. I use it and it springs into existence. It starts at zero. It's just there. This one here with I equals zero, that one actually, without that, you cycle through when you're checking here NF is number of fields. So for example, searching through here, the pattern syntax uses regex. That's 5, but you've already searched everything in this line, so you're already at 2, 4, 6, 7-ish. So you get here, you're at I equals 8 or so. You're not searching anything anymore, so you actually have to reset it. So you end up with a bunch of things where you can just say, it, you know, line count springs into existence when I want it, but you know, unless you actually initialize it, you end up with running into problems. Same thing with the semicolons at the end of lines. You actually don't need them. So I don't know if anyone was actually counting the number of times that the occurred. So looks like the occurred on 2 lines and 5 times. And then using grep-c for the grep agrees that it was on 2 different lines. So I'm not going to go back. I'm just going to assume that that was actually the case. I don't remember where it was with that. FizzBuzz, you know, I mean, like it says, you print fizz if it's number line, if it's divisible by 3, buzz if it's divisible by 5, both if it's divisible by both of them. So you know, no pattern, and so just go straight into the action here between 9 and 15, and NR is number of record. It counts how many, basically how many lines you've gone through so far while reading. So we just say if it's, you know, if NR modulo 3 is divisible by 0, if the remainder is 0, then you know, add on fizz. If it's 5, add on buzz, and then print the output line, and you know, again, back at 11, we reset it again to the line number with the space. So here, there's no concatenating strings. We just have output equals output fizz or buzz. There's no plus. There's no dot. There's no concatenation. It's just there. You have a white space between it, and it gets merged in together. And you know, we see that it looks like it works. Ended up looking at the manual constantly to figure out how does this exactly work. So there are some built-in variables that you end up with. I don't think this was the full list. This was the list, at least in the first awk book. We have number of records,